Siege of Jaikur. I had decided, already, that I would adopt Uncle Doge's suggested strategy. We would recover only a few people now. We would return for the others later. But that meant making cruel choices. Somebody would end up hating me no matter what I did. If I was really clever, I would find some good old-fashioned goblin-like way of spreading the blame all around me. Those tagged to wait could not hate everybody. And there went some good old-fashioned wishful thinking, Sleepy. We were talking about human beings. If there is any way to be contrary, unreasonable, and obnoxious, human beings are sure to find and pursue it. With verve and enthusiasm at whatever might be the most inconvenient time. Chapter 86. "Is anybody at all still up topside?" I demanded. I had settled down for a short nap when the timing had seemed appropriate, and that had turned into a long nap that might have become a permanent nap had not so many people been around to keep me from drifting too far away. I dreamed while I was out. I knew that, but I remembered none of it. The smell of Kena remained strong in my nostrils, so I knew where I must have gone, though. One Eye was seated beside me, apparently assisting me with my snoring. A worried goblin appeared, checking to make certain his best friend did not drift too far into sleep. Beyond me, Mother Goda had become engrossed in a protracted debate with the White Crow. That must have been a classic dialogue to disinterested listeners. Goblin murmured, "From now on, don't make any sudden movement, Sleepy. Always look around you. Always make sure that you're not going to damage any of our friends." I heard Tobo talking rapidly, softly, in a business-like voice. I could not distinguish his words. Somewhere Uncle Doge rattled away, too.
"What's happening?"
"We've started waking them up. It's not as complicated as we feared it might be, but it takes time and care. And the people we bring out aren't going to be any use to us after they waken. If you had any plans along those lines..." One Eye worked it all out before he collapsed.
The little wizard sounded grimmer suddenly.
Collapsed? One Eye collapsed? Was it just exhaustion? I hoped.
"I don't know. I don't want to know. Yet. For now, I'm just going to let him rest. Right down on the edge of the stasis. Or even into it, if I think that's necessary. Once his body regains its strength, I'll bring him out and see how bad it really was."
He did not sound optimistic. I said, "If we had to, we could leave him here in stasis, till we could give him proper treatment." Which reminded me, "You're not just getting everyone up, are you? There's no way we can nurse and feed the whole crowd. Surely the captured would not be able to take care of themselves after 15 years of just sitting around, stasis or not. They might even be as weak and unskilled as babies and have to learn everything all over again."
"No, Sleepy. We're going to do 5 people.